I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a moment, I'll bring you the latest on DR Congo's Ebola crisis. Fair warning, though, it's a little bit complicated. And then a new fictional TV series underscores real needs in Eastern Europe. There's a place for you in every story today on Mission Network News. And we'll get started in Africa, where the World Health Organization says DR Congo's Ebola crisis is one of the most complex in history. Containing the outbreak is a huge challenge when you factor in a refugee crisis and an insurgency. However, Teach Beyond says local believers are actively part of the solution. Newly installed President David Durance tells us
there are people right in Kinshasa that are wanting to be participating in transformational education and being the arm of Teach Beyond in Kinshasa. And so Teach Beyond has been working in and through our local members there, and their Teach Beyond members as well, in starting a school that has now become the model school for the country.
Teach Beyond School in Kinshasa serves as their model. Aside from the Bible-based curriculum they teach, they also teach community health education, a key part of the containment plan for the Ebola crisis. The goal?
Pray that God would do something amazing in these 1,000-plus Christian schools that are already in the DRC. And a lot of these Christian schools are Christian by name only, are not practicing this out in a real way. And our prayer is that through this model school movement, that God would give us those 1,000 schools so that they can be participating in transformational education in their country.
Next, ever wonder why you don't hear about persecution in mainstream news? Pierre Hosny of Horizons International says it's because so many issues tend to overlap.
What refugee receiving countries like in Europe or in the U.S. are flooded with all these cases of refugees that are happening because of major world events. It's in a way clouding their vision to be able to see the genuine cases that are among them of religious persecution.
That means already ostracized groups are being pushed further away, and that's where Horizon steps in.
We're just trying to find creative places, you know, where these people can stay, creative ways where we can find them employment, and then also ways that we can help with their legal status.
Whether you know it or not, there might be hurting individuals in your own community. Hosni says the church especially needs to be reaching out to Muslim refugees.
Most Muslims are already feeling strange when they're in the West. They're already feeling like they're rejected. They assume that Christians don't really want to deal with them. And a lot of the time they're right, but you be the exception to that rule.
Ask God to show you opportunities to reach the hurting. And have you watched HBO's series on Chernobyl? The new show has people talking about the disaster from 33 years ago. But today, many communities in Ukraine and southern Belarus face complications from the nuclear power plant accident. Many kids in the area suffer from the lasting effects of radiation poisoning. In Belarus, Slava Gospel Association is helping to meet these kids' physical and spiritual needs at Camp Pearl. SGA's Eric Mock tells us,
the effects of radiation in southern Belarus is almost incalculable. Some of the children that are born in the region are born with enlarged organs, thyroid problems, deformities, and it has been horrible to see how many children have actually suffered.
Camp Pearl's equipped with an ultrasound device. The camp uses it to perform checkups on the kids and detect early complications. The camp also provides dental services, but most importantly, it shares the love of Christ.
This problem is not going to go away. The problem of Chernobyl will not go away. But even in the midst of this tragedy, from the ashes of the destruction of Chernobyl, has been raised up new generations that are hearing the gospel, new generations that are looking for answers. And the church has been there to do that.
Ask God to move in these kids' lives. And if you want to help support Camp Pearl, we'll point you in the right direction at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. A picture tells a thousand words. And this month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain and of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. It's also a reminder to pray. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.